God is moving in his power. Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet told. These are the days of the Lord's reign. My God is moving in his power again. By anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet told. These are the days of the Lord's reign. My God is moving in his power again. By anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. It's not by might, it's not by power, by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by might, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's not by power, by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed, mighty God. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my spirit, says the Lord. Even this mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. This mountain shall be removed. Yes, this mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by might, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's not by power, by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by might, it's not by might, it's not by power, by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. By anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet told, these are the days of the Lord's reign. God is moving in His power again. By anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. It's not by might, it's not by power, by my Spirit, says the Lord. It's not by might, it's not by might, it's not by power. Hallelujah. By my Spirit, says the Lord. It's not by might. Hallelujah. It's not by power. By my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, says the Lord. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice in the presence of the Holy God this morning. God's word has clearly states, Matthew chapter number 24, verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Every word of God cannot be void of its fulfillment. Jesus clearly articulated to his disciples, confirming to them that every word that he spoke they shall be done as he has spoken it. Heaven that is visible, the earth that is visible, including everything that is in it, they are subject to pass away. A time is coming that the earth will be no more, that the heavens will be no more, but God's word will still outlast them. The earth is full of things seeable, including man. But the word of the Lord says, heaven and earth shall pass away. Not only did the earth, including man, including the issues of man also, including the circumstances of man, including your yesterday, including your issues, we saw in the last 2 days that they were not meant to last. This is just for somebody on this altar this morning. Because you must echo to yourself, if everything created one day shall be no more, there is a day like today that the 430 years issues got terminated in one day. There was once a day like today that the 18 years issue of blood dried up in a moment. There was a day like today, 12 years issue of blood. A woman that has lost a name to her issues, known by a hemorrhage of 12 years. On a day like today, when she made up her mind to touch Jesus at the hem of his garment, which is how far she can reach. What was meant to terminate her life got terminated on a day like this. On a moment like this, the man who has sat on the same spot at the pool of Bethesda beloved, even Jesus said, he knew he has been in that place for a long time. He has been one of the people one of the people with the issues. Others came and gone. His issues are still the same. It is like going, beloved, to the hospital, and men are admitted in hospital, and they have seen others discharge. In the same ward, but their case kept them holding on in the hospital. Their case kept them in the place where they are at. If I will bring it home, it is like on that day, the only one that can end the issues of many years beloved showed up. After 38 years and every one of his lameness, paralysis that made him to be stagnant, his helpless circumstances and situation became a thing of the past. In a day like this, grounded and stranded and stagnant, became history because Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, showed up on a day like this. Jesus Christ is showing up in your life today. He showed up for Peter. Peter said, "We have toiled all night." All night toiling, unprofitable at work, came to an end in the moment Jesus gave his word. What he was looking for, start to look for him. Because of toiling, because of hardship, because of unprofitable hard work, was over in one day. In that moment, the sea that refused to vomit the fishes for a take home and profit, they vomited it because Jesus showed up. That verdict was completely terminated. one day, a day like this. A day of God's intervention in the life of any man beloved erases the 1,000 years of waiting. That's why the word of the Lord says, a 1,000 years in the sight of the Lord is like a day has just gone by, like a watch in the night. Psalm 90 verse 4. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Beloved verse 8. But do not let this one fact escape your notice. Beloved, and 1,000 years is like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some can slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Every time it showed up is the time. It's the time of deliverance. When it showed up in the life of man, weeping that has endured for the night, beloved, became a thing of the past. Psalm number 30, verse 5. Weeping may have lasted all through the night, but joy comes in the morning. That is why it is possible for those who have labored, who have been tried, who have gone through so much, to have the joy of a new day. When he showed up, beloved, the long-term trouble are incomparable to the joy that is made manifest when God showed up. That's why those who have gone for sowing in tears, those who have gone forth, who have only known weeping, who have only known trouble, who have only known demonic passes, who have only known trial, who have only known unprofitable work, who had only known being carried, being managed, who had only known joblessness, who had only known sickness, who had only known captivity, can experience a change of story. Why? Because when God showed up, there is a change of story. That's why we saw at the 6 p.m. John the Apostle was banished to the island of Patmos. Men facing persecution, not because of a crime they committed, but because their personalities that gave themselves unto the law. Right in their little island at the outskirts of town, when men rejected them, when they, beloved, threw them out, he located them. He located a man like John and started a new work. In his life, every experience he has had of God was completely incomparable to what he came into when he had an encounter with not others but the Lord. The same God that terminated the terminating disease, the same Jesus who showed up and gave a change of story. The same Jesus who put an end to sickness of the issue of blood, issues that the natural physician, the expert, the educated, the informed, whatever they call them, have been unable to deal with. The issue that you have been able to address, unable to address by yourself, it showed up. That issue became a thing of the past. John chapter number 5. Full of Bethesda, know that he had been there. Luke chapter number 5. 1-7. Peter and his friends knew that they have met the Lord. Their trouble was over. The unprofitable work done hitherto became a profitable work for them. Because over the land, over the sea was broken. But the question is, Christ showed up. Who is this Christ? That can stop an enduring unachievement, joblessness, hopelessness, lack of result, lack of reward, lack of favor, lack of strength. Lack of joy and lack of progress, lack of settlement and lack of establishment. Who is this Christ that can do this? Christ, you know, for 2 months now, one Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 help us to know that he is the power and he is the wisdom of God. In the various ways that he has manifested in all the incidents presented, he showed up in his power. The sick was healed. He showed up in wisdom. He knew he's been sitting there for 38 years in the same circumstances. He showed up in wisdom. He knew where the fish is and can direct a bit. Launch down your net into the deep. He showed up in wisdom that manifested as divine knowing. And look at the woman with the issue of blood. He says, somebody has touched me. Someone has touched me. So there was a divine knowing. Among the crowd, he says, somebody, someone has touched me. Those who are familiar with him, who have known a particular person, whether laid on earth, whether he spoke to the deceased, they have seen Jesus manifested in a particular person, in a particular way. But they are yet to see that you can actually pull on the verge of Jesus. They said, out of this many crowd, how can you say somebody has touched you? Because everybody was pressing, but they are yet to come into an understanding of the pull of the Spirit, where you draw virtue from the Lord. You might be on this altar this morning. You have known a particular format. You are used to Jesus in a particular way, providing help in a particular way, answering your question in a particular manner, coming to you in your vision and your dream in a particular way. I want you to know that as you pull on him this morning, it will come into your life, into my life, in any way that seems appropriate to answer the question and solve the problem. How am I sure? Because you cannot limit the only one of Israel. He can speak and command the Bartholomew's eyes be open. He can send the blind man to wash their face in the pool of Siloam. He can heal the same blindness, the same demonic blindness, by a touch. And he said to the man, what have you seen? He said, I saw men walking like trees. I saw men walking like trees. I saw men walking like trees. He can heal by two touches. He can do it any which way it pleases him. Any which way it is right for you, for your answer. Beloved, in the same region, in Bethesda, where he told the man at the pool of Bethesda, take up your mat that has granted you for this number of seasons. In the same region, Mark chapter number 8:22. He located a man that cried out to him, touch me. He can spat on the man's eyes and put his hand on him. Do you see anything? I see people, he says, they look like trees walking around. First time I've ever seen human beings. Beloved, Jesus said, get another touch. His eyes were opened. His sight was restored. He saw everything clearly in the same place. The same Jesus who can feed 12,000 men with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And took care beloved of 5,000 people. It was the same Jesus. In Mark chapter number 6 from verse 30, who performed that wonder. It was the same Jesus who fed 7,000 men. Beloved, in the same manner with what was considered small, it was the same Jesus that walked any which way. He likes without being put into a box of anybody's mindset. Beloved, but the question is, beloved, that Jesus was manifesting that oppression because it was showcasing the power and the wisdom of God. He exposed that secret that is somebody does. And you and I, if you've been on this altar at least for a month, you will know that he said, I couldn't have done it. In my own way, but what I see I do. John 5:19, John 5:30. Beloved, but Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, the prophet foretold about him. Isaiah 9. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlightened the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you are shattered. The yoke that bodies them, the bar across their shoulder, the rods of their oppressor, every warrior's boots used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. Fall to us. A child is born to us, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder. And it will become wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, of the greatness of his government, and peace there shall be no end. He brought out of darkness into light. He sets the captives free. The same Isaiah, when he saw the Lord, he became a prophet that speaks about the Messiah. Everything changed and switched in his life. It was the same Isaiah that spoke again about the darkness buster, the oppressor reliever and releaser, about that spoke about the war terminator, about the trial, that about the one that terminates every trial. It said the ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Strangers will shepherd our flock. Foreigners will walk our fields and vineyards, and we will be called the priest of the Lord. We will be named ministers of our God. We will feed. Beloved, we shall feed on the wealth of nations and in our riches. Christ himself will boast as he sees us testify in their riches. You will boast. Shame terminator, instead of your shame, you will receive double honor. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so, you and I will inherit a double portion in our land and everlasting joy will be ours. Isaiah, a man that God introduced himself to, begin to speak about the Savior as a buster of what was assigned to both life and destiny, as a terminator of what was meant to terminate, as the one that had trials and traumatic experience, as the one that raises those whose head were bowed down, as the one that lifts up out of the miry clay, as the one that, beloved, has every answer. And he said again, Isaiah said, what you have seen as a solution that showed up through Christ Jesus in the day of God's favor. Favor that means God do for us and give to us and make happen to us what we don't deserve. The same Isaiah now unravel to us a secret. He unraveled and made known unto you and I well in advance, before the Savior manifested. That the yoke of the oppressor that you saw defeated, referred to as the Midian's defeat, that God shattered according to his word, the yoke of the Assyrian, the powerful nation, the rich environment, the mighty that has the might to oppress others, powers that are oppressed by the dictates of the devil, that yoke man to their sickness, to stain at the pool of Bethesda, that the atheist granted, having issues of blood flow. Isaiah chapter number 10. Psalm 126 said that we are sanctified, verse 7 said, his anger is but for a moment, but in his favor is life, because the favor is for a lifetime. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And beloved, joy cometh in the time that favor showed up. And what is the root of weeping is terminated. Beloved, there will be joy. And therefore the word of the Lord said in Isaiah chapter number 10, 25, for in a very little while, my indignation against you, will be spent, and my anger will be directed to their destruction. Whose destruction is the destruction of the powers that held God's people bound? Is the powers that strengthen the yoke of affliction? Is the power that strengthen the yoke of trouble? Is the power that says that there is no way out? Beloved, he said, the Lord of hosts will arouse a scourge against him like the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb, and his tongue will be over the sea, and he will lift it up the way he did in Egypt. So it will be in that day that his burden will be removed from your shoulders, and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be broken. Because of the anointing, the yoke shall be destroyed. The yoke shall be destroyed. The yoke shall be destroyed by the anointing. And that is why the same Isaiah you saw, he said the anointing is an eliminator of every yoke of darkness, be it captivity, be it imprisonment, be it grief, be it mourning, be it despair, be it what has caused ruin, be it what has caused lack of results. And Jesus, in Luke chapter number 4, Jesus said, as he opened the scroll, verse number 17, I read from the book of Isaiah, as it was located, what the psalmist says, in the multitude of your book it is written of me. In the multitude of your books, it is written of me. Jesus located what was written of him in the multitude of a book. It was written of me, I have come to do thy will, O God. verse 7. Hebrews chapter number 10. Verse 7. Then I said, behold, I have come. So do your will, O God, as it is written about me in the scriptures. It was written for yokes to be destroyed by Jesus, terminators to be terminated. And Jesus said to them in Nazareth, Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, for recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So when God said to you, beloved, in this month, last month of the year, to engage divine favor of God, to finish strong, it means that your yokes are busted, your bodies are removed, you are released from demonic imprisonment, you have a change of story, your age of problem are terminated, they are not designed for carry over the oppression, because what ended and the deafness of the ear is unstopped, and the muteness of the mouth is open. Beloved, the muted mouth is open to declare the glory of God. I am not just talking about people who are dumb. I'm talking about situations and circumstances that has made you to lose your voice, to lose your name, to lose your relevance, to lose, beloved, even your character. When a noble man becomes like a garage man, when a man that was once gentle and meek become a rasta and a rascal, when one has been so much oppressed and intimidated and you are unable to live your Christian life, Jesus said, for this purpose I have come. So when we are talking about finishing strong, you are still wondering, where is Pastor going? Beloved, this is a foundation for the midnight, for the 24 hours prayer that is starting at midnight. Beloved, here is the word of the Lord. For this purpose, Christ was revealed to destroy the devil's work. 1 John chapter number 3, verse 8. B, for this very purpose, Christ was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. So you see, the yoke is the devil. The burden distributor is the devil. The oppressor, the afflicted, the tormentor is the devil. The sponsor of sin is the devil. And Jesus said, will, oh God. That which has been written of me. But beloved, the secret is for this purpose. The Son of God appeared, was revealed, was made known, was made manifest to destroy every act and manifestations of the devil in any which way they have manifested in any life, and that manifestation is in the season of his favor. A day like this. Isaiah said to read the individual of the oppression, to read the individual of the nation of the oppressor's hand. It takes anointing to cut the cord and break the yoke that glue you to trouble, that glued you to repeated demonic pattern, that glued you to affliction, to sickness and infirmity, to lack of results and lack of reward, that glued you with continuous battle. Beloved, Jesus was revealed the word revealed is the same word that is known as manifested. When something is revealed, it means that it was not known. When it was made manifested, the Father has to reveal him. That's why the Father said, at his baptism, this is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son. He has to be introduced. What you do not know, you cannot know unless you are shown and unless you are taught. The Father revealed it, but this revelation was by the release of the Holy Ghost until it was revealed. It did not start to move in power. That's why Luke chapter number 3:21, the word of the Lord said, when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized. And while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came out of heaven, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. God revealed him unto John because God had said to John, upon whom the Holy Spirit descended, he is the one that empowers And that is the way that it will happen. That's why John said, I am not the Christ. I came to prepare the way for the Christ. When they asked him, who are you? He was unashamed. It said, I know I am not the Christ. And when Christ appeared, it was revealed to him. We saw on the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples saw Jesus in his glorious body. Beloved, you and I were aware that Jesus said in Matthew chapter number 16, he told Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but it has been revealed. The Christ has been revealed to you by my Father who is in heaven. Upon the divine revelation, I will build my church, not a broken, battered, disturbed, confused church. But he said, I will build a robust church, a stable church, a dynamic church, a church that will be an answer, a church that will be strong, a church that will change the earth, a church that nations will come and listen to. I will build my church, a victorious church, a triumphant church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter was introduced. To the power, to the grace of God and the anointed power of God, to the embodiment of grace that busts every busting demonic diseases and affliction. The Father introduced to him Christ. When a man comes to a divine revelation of Christ, you have just entered in into the unlimitable power of God into you've just accessed what it takes to walk and see results according to the divine arrangement of the Most High God. But the Father introduced him. And on the Mount of Transfiguration, he transfigured before them. I know my need. I know what is lacking in my life. I know. Beloved, let me bring this home to you. When you go to the market, you check your store cupboard. When you are going to Marks and Spencer's or to Sainsbury's, or you are going to Akpata Ibadan, or you are going to a orchard somewhere, or you are going to a shopping place, you don't go and get what you needed or what you have. You go and get what you need. Yes, some of us, God has to deliver us from buying what we don't need. Only Peter knew him. The Father introduced him to Peter. But in Matthew 17, verse number 1, the word of the Lord said he took Peter, James, and John, and they went up to the high mountain. Whenever we have the Touch Heaven program, or we have the summit, or every day you come unto this altar, beloved, you have just come unto the mountain of the Lord, where God will reveal Christ unto us. For on the mount of the Lord, it shall be revealed. On the Moriah of Abraham, the Lamb, Christ was revealed as the Lamb that was hanging on the ticket. He became a provider, provision, supernatural provision. He showed up as the provider, as the one who can provide a lamb for offering. On the mount of the Lord, whatever is unknown become known. Beloved, that is why you have come to Zion. Abraham said, change the name of encounter, the name of the place where it manifested unto him. He called the name Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. Other translations of the Bible will say Adonai Jireh. Other translations of the Bible will say Yahweh Jireh. So it is not strange It is possible to know the church. Beloved, I not know the Christ of the church. But until we know him, it will be difficult to come to an understanding of his power that worketh in our favor and terminate our yoke. When they knew him, number one, what you have to see in Luke chapter number 24 was their eyes open. The eyes that was wide shut, open, but they cannot see. Beloved, when it got open, they saw as he brought the bread. So prayer is not just prayer. It is praying the word of God that you and I see. When we have the Christ revealed to us, we see what happened when he is seeable. Every yoke is broken. Beloved, Luke 24:31. When they dined together with Jesus and he broke the bread. The bread is the word of God. The bread signifies his own body that was broken for us. Then when he broke the bread and he gave it to them, their eyes were open. And they recognized him and he vanished from their sight. And they begin to say, don't our heart, beloved, I can see that you are having challenges. The line is cutting off. Just keep coming back. This is a moment of destiny. When the bread of life, the word of God, was broken, God opened their eyes. They knew him. All their mourning and their complaining about the Savior that they have seen in physical body that has left, everything switched. It changed for them. They said, were our hearts burning? Were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us? On the road, when God, beloved, envisioned you, he will speak to you. They said, was our hearts not burning? When he was explaining scriptures to you, if we don't like the world, we don't like God, because Christ is the word of God. God, don't tell me you like the world, you like Christ. You are in love with Christ, but you can't stand this world. There is no shortcuts. Prayer can be done, can be converted to enchantment. If because it won't be different than what the Babalawos and all the magician does. If it is not sourced in the word of God, that's why the Holy Spirit is the one that has to reveal the Christ, the word, unto any man. And when a man located the Christ, the word, you have just entered into the supernatural favor of God that causes He said, no man can come unto me. Unless the Father draws him. In John chapter number 6, verse 63, he said, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profited nothing. This meeting is not finishing 7. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. God's word is the unraveler of Christ, the word unto us. When you read from 658 to 63, he brought bread with them. He said, my body is meat indeed, or flesh indeed. John chapter 6. He introduced himself in 25 down to 58 as the bread of life. The true bread from heaven. The bread of God that came from heaven. He introduced himself as the living bread. When the spirit of a man is out of his body, that man is a dead person. The word of God is the bread of life. And is the living bread that came from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Verse 51. And Jesus said in 60, other men left who are not interested. Because they saw it was hard. Why was it hard? They have non-religion. They have non-tradition. They have known the religious activities of going to church. But understanding that there is a bread that comes from heaven. They knew the law. They said, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Jesus looked at his disciples. I want to one grumble. And he said to them, are you also offended? If you will see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before. The spirit gives life and the flesh counts for nothing. The word that I have spoken to you they are full of spirit and they are full of life. What was Jesus saying? He was preparing them to know that the young pastor is in Christ the word, the power, and the wisdom of God. Why do we need light? Because darkness falls on deadness and death. John chapter number 10. The word of the Lord Jesus was teaching his disciples. From verse 7, you can read that's your time. So 21 is said, it differentiates between the hired lamb and the real shepherd. It said, I am the true shepherd, the good shepherd. I am the gate also for the sheep. Anyone that has come before me, they are thieves and robbers. But the sheep have not listened to them. There is something Jesus wants us to see this weekend, because this is a separate weekend. When the church heaven program is coming, I tremble. Because I don't know what to do. I want to do what he wants me to do. And I do not want to miss him. When I come on this altar, I tremble. When I go to the summit, I tremble. Coming this morning, he only told me what I wrote in the prayer point for today. Unmask every mask. I want to see Jesus. And he gave me four scriptures. Exodus 33, 13 to 15, Ezekiel 1:1, John 12, 20, 26, and Philippians 3, 10. That was all I know. And he spoke very clearly what I'm going to do by just a singular scripture from 12 midnight even till daybreak. One word was what I asked. And the Lord said to me, for you to finish strong by my divine favor, you must come to see me. That's when you see you come into the favor of God that terminates every disfavor. Jesus said, I am the true shepherd. He introduced to us, helped us to see the one behind the struggle, the lack of achievement, the sin, the power of hell. He called him the one that has gone before him, that he came to rid us of his work and of his activities in our life. He called him the thieves and the robbers. And a real sheep will not listen to him, because he's a stealer, he's a killer, and a destroyer. Every yoke is sponsored to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Every captivity is to arrest, is to steal, is to deny, is to delay, is to disturb. Every body is to weigh down, to suppress, to oppress, and to hinder. And Jesus said, that is why I have come, to liberate you from all of these issues. What the enemy has done before he appeared. Beloved, the same Jesus said, the hired hand has no ownership of the sheep, and therefore he cares less than the aggressive wolves, the demonic agent, the satanic forces, the demonic serpent, the scorpion of life, the dragon of life can come. The iron hand careless, and they can leave the sheep to the mouth of the wolves and run away. But for the true shepherd, when you listen to his voice, beloved, he said, I am the good shepherd. 14. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. And you can only know him when the Father introduced him to you. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father and I lay down my life for the sheep, I have other sheep that are not of this shepherd. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I laid down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. I have come to do your will, O God. So those who are tired, having known the pastor, having known the church, having known yourself, having known your friend, having known your job, having known, beloved, your children, and nothing has changed and nothing has shifted, it is this time, it is right now, not for another day, that Christ must be introduced to you. And that is why the word of the Lord says, when God introduced himself in Exodus chapter number 3, when he introduced himself, beloved, unto Moses, everything turned around. 40 years in the desert became history. He was ushered in to go and fulfill destiny. It said, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. That is why when he introduced himself in Acts number 2, as the spirit and the fire of God, as the power of God came upon the apostles, beloved, they came into what they were, what they really are, and timidity became a thing of the past in their life. They became bold. They were ushered into destiny. Beloved, when it's introduced to you, he moves you to the place where you are supposed to be. We saw at the midnight, Revelation chapter number 1. Revelation chapter number 1. We saw in the midnight, in the little island where the John the Apostle was banished, beloved, that is where it became a place of encounter. Beloved, because he must see the Lord. God visited him as he's visiting you this weekend from that your little room, in that your small house, or your beloved skyscraper. Beloved, the angel of God ministered to him. Jesus introduced himself to him. He revealed to him the past, the present, and the future. He said, this Christ is the one that was, that is, and that shall be forevermore. Introduced himself as the everlasting God. He showed him the past of the church state, the what is happening in the present and the future of what must take place in the church. The same one that introduced himself to John the Apostle, he brought him in Revelation chapter 4. He said, there is more more, because the more you see him, the more of him that you must see. And beloved, Moses in chapter number 23, Moses said, I want to see. In verse number 13, Moses said, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, favor, in your sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find, that I will, that show me, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this thy people, this nation is thy people. And God said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. And Moses said, if your presence go not with me, carry us not off us. Beloved, and verse 18 he said, I beseech you, show me your glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness to pass before you, and I will proclaim the Lord's name, the name of the Lord before the anu. I will be gracious, favorable, to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy, unto whom I will show mercy. Beloved, the favor to finish strong puts a demand on you and I to see Christ, who showed mercy, who carries the divine power to bust the buster, that we might finish this year on. We can finish well and finish strong. The one that quickens, the one that enables, the one that helps, the one that changes story, the one that makes something out of nothing, the one that can walk any which way and use what seems insignificant and to use it for his own glory and turn it around. I am talking to you this morning. To finish strong require Christ being seen and being known, because the answer is embedded in him. Those who saw him, Acts number 10, told us that Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, let me open that scripture. Talk about when he manifests. How does he manifest? Acts chapter number 10. The word of the Lord said in verse number 30. Peter began to speak. This is a man that Christ has introduced himself to. He said, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, because God is about to show himself to the Gentiles. Instead, but God accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. Cornelius feared the Lord. He gave himself to doing what is pleasing and what is right before God. The word of the Lord said, as he appeared to him, the Lord said to him, he said, your prayer and your alms given Lord. He has been praying. He has been given. He has been seeking. He just needed his house also be saved. And Christ is the Savior of the world. It needs to be introduced to his household. Beloved, and God has to break every protocol and break the law. Beloved, and he has to send a Peter to the house of Cornelius. Peter resisted. And God insisted. And God prevailed over Peter. Legalistic understanding, because God will show mercy to whom he will show mercy, and it will not be anybody's manipulator, because God cannot be manipulated and nobody can stop him from doing what he said he would do. God insisted for the salvation of a household of a person that fear him, and of a person that gave his time and gave his money and gave everything into it, even when it has been going on for a long time. God had the prayer of Cornelius. He said, I have heard your prayers and remember your gifts to the poor. Get Peter. And God brought Peter by divine order. Peter said, God has no favorites. So no bishop is a favorite of God. No pastor is a favorite of God. Every one of us are children of God. As long as the only demarcation line is your persistency, your reliance, your hunger and your thirst for God. What does he have to say? He said, he accepts from every nation those who fear him and does what is right. Beloved, because God will be introduced to those who fear him. Beloved, Psalm number 25, verse number 14. Let's read verse 13. His soul will abide in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will make them to know his covenant. And the psalmist says, my eyes are continually towards the Lord, for he will plug my feet of the night. Those who seek him will find him. Those who fear him will seek him. Peter said, you know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism of John. You see Christ walking everywhere, becoming the good news to them. You know how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. What was the word of the Lord said to us? Peter exposed to us the fulfillment of prophecy, that the anointing was the power of God that introduced Jesus in Galilee, because he was walking through Galilee, Capernaum, and all of those regions doing some strange things. And beloved, what law could not do, what those who have been introduced to church but have not been introduced to God, what they have never seen, because their life. And God came by a spirit upon the believers. Other men were astonished. The circumcised believers, those who are part of the Abrahamic covenant, the Jews who came with Peter, were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even to the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. And beloved, what they thought would be the first became the last, and the last was the first. John baptized with water, but they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When you born again, you get born again. When I got born again, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit before I went to go and even do a water baptism. Because on the same day I got born again, that was the day I got filled with the Holy Spirit. And I believe that that is the story of many people around here this morning. Peter said, no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So in order that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. What is going on? Something God has said to us over this weekend. As we come into 2016, we are going to see what we are getting in the moment begin to work in our lives for life. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. There was no difference between the Jews and the Gentiles. 23 says, but we preach Christ crucified. To Jews, it was a stumbling block. And to the Gentiles, who does not accept him, it is pure foolishness. But to those who are called, those who have received him, both Jews and Greek, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. That is the only God that can take the yoke away, that can remove the burden, that can bring men into salvation, the one that has been made manifest to destroy the works of the evil one. That is the God that you and I have come to seek in this Zion over this weekend. Come with me to John chapter number 12. John chapter number 12. There are many like the Greek who had been in church, who have gone to the temple. Beloved, they have sung in the choir. They have done various and varied things. The word of the Lord said they came with those who worship at the festival. The Greeks, they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. These are places where you have seen God moved through Jesus Christ. Beloved, you saw the blind, that saw men. Beloved, even as trees, the man who was at the pool of Bethesda rose up after 38 years. But this man said, sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus said, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. Another translation will say, it produces many seeds. Unless you plant the seed, it remains a grain of corn on your shop window. It said it remains only a single seed, but if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor him. The one who serves me. Beloved, God honors you. He said, for your shame, you will have double honor. When God honors you, who are seekers of God, this man said, we are tired of religion. This man said, we are tired of just coming to the church. We are just tired of having the form of godliness and have no power of resurrection, and are yet to see Christ be made manifested. They needed to meet the one. So they went to somebody, the Andrew, the Philip, who can introduce Christ to them. The essence of the church is to introduce Christ to men. The Christ that is introduced to men, beloved, is the one that will deal with the issues in the life of those who knew him, and they become personalities that experience what Christ comes to do. To rid us of the works and the operations of the devils, and to give us access into God. Revelation 4. John accessed heaven. Heaven was opened before him. He said, come up higher. I will show you the things that must take place after this. God gave him supernatural access to heaven. I remember a season in my life when my yoke was strong. And it looked as if there was no way out. I have gone through some things in my life. And God told me to seek for him. The number thing I needed to seek for was the things that physically I saw were missing in my life that I needed. And I continued to press it into God. You know, when you need money, when you need a job, when you need something to change for you, and God says, seek me. Beloved, at the beginning when I am saying, God, I love you, it is you that I wanted to seek. The thing that I really needed, those things that I thought I needed, they were disturbing my mind. They were troubling me. They were distracting me in a place of prayer. So I asked the president to God and say, God, help me. I cannot do it by my strength. Zechariah 4:6 said, it is not by might or by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And beloved, as I began
God. Then the scripture, John 5:30, he said, what I see my Father do, that is what I do. All of this had already taken place. And God told me, he said, what I had already completed in heaven, that is what I will begin to do to you, and I will begin to tell you from this day. And I remember, in the evening of that day, I was going to an evangelistic meeting. I don't know what word of knowledge is. I have never operated in the word of knowledge. And beloved, I was in the car. When I hear the Lord manifested in my life the word of knowledge, healing somebody in the same vehicle as me, he told me, he said, if I feel nothing was wrong with me, but suddenly I felt something in my leg. And the Lord impressed in my spirit that somebody is here with that demonic affliction in the leg. And as I share it, I was sharing it as I was talking, as if I was talking. And beloved, as the word came out of my mouth, suddenly what I felt in my leg disappeared. And I said, as the sister said it was her, I said, it's gone now, isn't it? He coached me by showing me what was available, which I would not have known if I have not sought him. And me, I needed money. Me, I needed my nakedness to be covered. I needed a turnaround and a breakthrough. But he said, seek me. Moses needed to lead the people, but he sought the Lord. John had access to the repository of God in heaven. He sought the Lord like the dove that represents the Holy Spirit. He saw the heaven open before him. It's not the sky that the astronaut go to. It is God bringing you to his throne. He had access unto God with descriptive narratives about what he saw in heaven. In chapter number 5, he saw him as the lion and the tribe of Judah. He saw him as the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth. He saw the only one that can open the scroll of life and answer. In his answer is embedded freedom, is embedded deliverance, is embedded healing, is embedded the solution to the problems of the saints. Is embedded what was required to set the captives free, to change our story. So Jesus could say, as he said unto Peter, unto John, unto the disciples also, he said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, it shall be done for you. He saw the Christ. Who answers? John chapter number 14. He said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. the power that is in that name. John 16:23. In that day whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Establishing for you and I that when we see him, we see the answers that he has come to give. For this purpose, the Son of God is manifest, is revealed, which means it is not about craving for stuff. It is about craving for the Lord. It is about longing for the Lord. Beloved, is a God that does it whatsoever, in whatsoever way, that he knows that the answer has to be made manifest to those who seek after him. He said, those who seek me diligently, they shall be found of me. Beloved, for John, stay with me. As together we stay with the Lord. It said a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were as a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up in, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. We are not gambling to 2016 or put a finger in the ear and thought we have arrived. Beloved, but we are rising up higher, beloved, and we are having a divine encounter with God. We are having a divine access to the throne of God. We are engaging the power of heaven, beloved, that is available to us in Christ Jesus. Beloved, we are coming into answers. We saw the scroll. There were noises in chapter number 5. As the angel in verse 2 cried out with a loud voice, who is able to open the book and to break its locks, that is its seals. No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the book or to look in it. Then I began to cry. John was crying with loud cries. I cried because no one was good enough to open the book or to look in it. One of the leaders said, that is one of the elders in heaven, said, stop crying. See, the lion from the family group of Judah has power and has won. He has power and has won. He can open the book and break its 7 laws. He is of the family of David, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Was exposed to him again as the gentle lamb, a lamb standing in front of the 24 elders. He was before the throne and in front of the 4 living beings. He looked as if he had been killed, and he had 7 arms and 7 eyes. These are the 7 spirits of God. They have been sent out to the whole world. The Lamb came and took the book from his right hand of the one who sat on the throne. That was God. When the Lamb had taken the book, the 4 living beings and the 24 elders got down before him. Each one had their harp. They all had pots made of gold, full of special perfume, which are the prayers of the people who belong city, heal my body, save my family member, rescue me from this perpetual problem, deliver me from this oppression, change my story, give me a job, change my name, heal my broken body, give oil of the balm of Gilead to this my broken heart. The prayer of the saints was in that special pot. And beloved, they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy. It is right for you to take the book and break its lock. It is because you were killed that as you were slain, your blood has bought men for God from every family and from every language and from every kind of people and from every nation. You have made them to be a holy nation. He made us to be a holy nation of religious leaders who work for our God. What does that mean? He has made us to become unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And he said, and I looked, and I heard the voice of many thousands of angels that stood around the throne, around the four living beings, and the leaders. They said with a loud voice, the Lamb of God, who was killed, has the right to receive power and riches, wisdom, strength, and honor, and shining greatness, and thanks. What does that mean? The Christ was revealed as the only one, the possessor, and the one that has the power, the wealth, the wisdom, the strength, the honor, the glory, and the blessing. Who has he gotten it for? That was the answer. That was the solution. That was what was required in the prayer of the saints that was presented before God. Unto whom only belongeth blessing, honor, glory, and strength. Unto whom by divine favor is visiting us on this weekend. Unto one who is the one that can show unto John the end time prophecy of what will happen on earth is the God that we seek in this Zion. Beloved is the one that unsealed every sealant, unmasked every mask, is the one that answers every question and solves every problem, is the one that gives the power to win. Revelation chapter number 6 showcases Christ. As the Lamb that broke the seven locks, the locks that is the seal and one of the four beasts said, come and see. One, he said, I look and I saw a white horse. The one who sat on it had a bow, a crown was given to him. He went out to win, and he won. And beloved, we prevail as the word of God, in beloved, increases. So mightily the word of God increases, and the power to prevail is available to us. So the first scroll, Christ was manifested as the one that gives the still. The famine that broke out in the earth. We saw the fourth seal that talks about death in the earth. We saw the fifth seal that talks about the slay of those who are the saints of God. We saw, beloved, the wrath of God, the anger of God on the earth in the sixth seal. But look at you who choose to seek God in this season. Revelation chapter number 7. God, look for those who will seek after it. Beloved, he said, after this I saw four angels that were standing at the four corners of the earth. They were holding back the four winds of the earth, so no wind will blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Whenever you see that the word of the Lord will talk about four angels standing in different places of the earth, beloved, they took hold of every activity of the earth. But what are we saying? Look at what is recorded for us. He said to those angels, he said, saying, ought not the earth. Do not ought the earth of the sea or the trees until we have put the mark of God on the forehead of the servant whom he owns, until there is a mark of God upon our lives. He said, do not ought, because the mark of God upon our heart and upon our forehead is what God is going to use to distinguish us and to take us out, and we will not partake of the trouble of the earth. The sea can be ought, the tree may be ought, but beloved, he raised you and I as victorious men. Men that come out of every tribulation of the earth, men who have not, beloved, put their heart into any evil, men whose robe has been cleansed, has been washed, men who the blood of Jesus has cleansed, servants of the Lord, those who serve God day and night. They became free of hunger. They became free of thirst. The sun and the moon was not able to smite them by day or by night. Beloved, God showed up. And you are that believer over this weekend. So when we come before the throne, you are coming prepared. All I want to say is that I want to be like the Greeks. I don't want the form of godliness and have no power. I want to finish this year well. And he said, in the year of my favor, I will hear you. Now this is the day. This is that year of favor. This is the day of salvation. In the year of God's favor. In the year of God's favor. In the year of God's favor. God will hear us. Is a piata and the susiato and the epioso da susiato. I want you to say to the Lord, the foundation has been laid. When we come in the midnight and we start the church every program, we are saying, beloved, I want to see God. It's the ilabacoso, the year of the Lord's favor. It's now the year of God's favor. It's now. It's the ilabacros of the earth. You have said to the Lord this morning, unmask every mask that covered my eyes. I want to see you. associate, to have his favor and to finish strong. He said, ask for me, seek for me, unmask every mask around my life, unmask every mask around my destiny. Lord, standing in my way, I'll say to you, let my heaven be open. I want to see Jesus. You might have seen religion. You might have seen trouble. You might have seen pain. You might have even seen your pastor only. You might have only seen even a lot of calamity and affliction. Why don't you also see the Lord this morning? Jesus, Son of the living God, unmask every mask in my life. I want to see Jesus. 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 It's a piazza gaguaza. It's a pronde gaguaza. Locate me this morning. Zacchaeus rose upon the tree. He said, I want to see Jesus. It's a piazza gaguaza. Is there whatsoever I must do? If I have cheated anyone, I will sell everything that I have. I will pay them back. He said, I will divide my goods into two. I will give half to the poor. The remaining half, I want to give to those that I have abused, those that I have taken advantage of, those that I have cheated. I want the record to be clean. My mind is made up. I want to see Jesus. The Greeks said they want to see Jesus. They have seen religion. They have seen legalistic oppressions that was handed over to them. They have seen, beloved. They have seen even what they were told by man. But they want to see Jesus. It's a piazza gazosie. Is a brandega custo asa. I want you to say to the Lord, as we gather together on this great occasion, over this weekend, make yourself known. You have seen that when he comes, you will finish stronger. The yokes will be removed. He comes with the anointed. It will burst the hold of the adversary, destroy the grief of the enemy. It will set the captives free. It will make the sick whole. It will give help to the helpless. It will terminate any problem. It will make where there is no way. It will help the helpless. It will give us to the hopeless. When we see Jesus, they saw him at the pool of Bethesda, that the end problem terminated in a moment. 12 years of issues dry up in a moment. Oh God, my Father, I want to see Jesus. It's a piazza of the art. It's a pronde kesuate. My Father, give unto every prevailer divine access, Lord, divine encounter, divine experience, as we come to your throne in your presence. Over this weekend, we want to see Jesus. It's a patuazo. Lord, let us. hatred. Let every mask of self, let every mask of God of pride, let every mask that is hatred and standing in my way of seeing the Lord, take it off this morning. I want to see Jesus. It's the piano. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, if you don't see Jesus and what you've seen is religion, you've seen, beloved, the dancing in church, you've even joined them to dance, over and over again, I have come to realize that those things that are man-made, they sell the things, they cannot withstand your storm. When you see Jesus, everything will change in your life for good. When you see Jesus, you see the one, the power behind the miracles and the wonders that you see. You see the only one that answers prayers. What you are seeing is the one that can uncover and solve every riddle of life. The one that every enigma is made clear to him. Beloved, so we must see Jesus. That's why Paul says, I seek not to know anything among you except Christ and him crucified. Beloved, it was bent on only saying Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
surprised when we come into this Touch Heaven program. God will do the unimaginable, the unexpected. But it is not for those who come casually. It is for those having heard what it means, what happens when he showed up. In the midnight hour, we saw that when he shows up, he will give hindsight, insight, and foresight. That's why a Peter can speak about what the prophets had spoken before time. And that is why Peter could say that Joel has spoken, Joel 2:28, that the Spirit of the Lord will be released and poured upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. That was in the past. It was spoken before he appeared. And he can tell them that is what you are seeing right now. And it's available to you if you will believe. Beloved, they saw what was behind, what is now, and what is to be. When Christ manifested as the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit that came upon them, change took place. So he could stand and see Ananias and Sapphira and said, who has made you to lie? When that money was with you, is it not yours? He saw what was taking place in their own. When a man sees God, God will tell him what evil a Pharaoh will do. He told Moses, he said, I have hardened his heart. He will not listen. This is what you must do. And as a result of you putting your rod on the floor and beloved, and he turned into serpent, he will cause his own magician to do likewise. But your rod will swallow the rod of this magician. Very detailed. I want to see God. So when we are saying I want to see God, it's not good pimples. Good pimples, many have had many simple pimples. They have fallen down in churches. They have hurt their back and hurt their nose. But yet, they have not seen Christ, the deliverer. When you see Christ, you are marked out and no devil can what anymore arrest your body. We must see Christ. I had a testimony yesterday. It's waiting to be shared. As God do a lot more today. I want to see Christ. But the point is, you can't lock him up to your yesterday's experience and yesterday's beloved way that he came and show you himself. God will choose to do anything in different ways, in the way that it will glorify God himself. So you are going to unlock every lock that you have placed on the in your mind that hinder the way God manifested. Every lock that made you to think that if it doesn't show up this way, it means it's not God. Who told you that? You are saying any which way you want to manifest, my life is available to you. Oh God, my Father, reveal Christ to me. Reveal Christ in me. Reveal Christ through me. In any which way you choose. When God favored a man, he will show himself to him. When he shows himself to you, he gives you access to what is available in him. And those are the things that you have seen this morning. And that is why a closed mouth, a sophisticated mouth, a mouth that is partly open, a mouth, beloved, that and that wants to be grammatically correct. I don't know. I don't think the disciples, they were fishermen, but there were also achievers among them. Matthew, the tax collector, was there. There were men also who have been there and done that, and yet they were not polished before God. They just wanted to see Christ, the power of God, and Christ, the wisdom of God. And when they saw him, everything changes. Their story changes. Men that wants to make you feel that you are too dignified to cry out for help, you are still too dignified. Beloved, keep your dignity and keep your pain and your problem. You are saying that you are not my friend, you are my enemy. Let dignity and go, because I want to rid myself of the pain. I want to rid myself of the captivity. I want to rid myself, beloved, of continued deceptiveness of yourself, deceiving yourself. He said, God is not mocked. We can mock man, but God is not mocked. If you are tired and you want to rid yourself of everything else, but you want to see God, beloved, you will come to a place of saying there is no return until I have an encounter, until I meet Christ. Those people, they told Philip. Philip went to go and tell Andrew, I don't care how many chains I have to pass through. I just wanted to see Jesus in this month over this weekend. I know when he showed up, my problem disappeared. When I see Jesus, every bondage is broken. Every terminal sickness in the body is terminated. Lord, we want to see Jesus. It's a piece of the arzo. In la bengle ke kwaza. Endenge ke suate. Endenge ke kwaza. Endenge ke suate. Neke kwaza ate. Endenge ke libru sosia. Endenge ke kusto sosia. In la bro soti aya. In so bro ndenge ke suate. Endenge kustoso. Isso prianda ga custoso. Isto le beke suzia. I le broto do sazie. Ende ge custosia. I la bronde ge custo. Isto ende ge ke suate. Ende ge ke custoso sie. Ende do siate. Beloved. So we begin to see what it means. When the psalmist says it, in Psalm 102, verse 13, he will arise and have mercy upon me, for the time to favor me has come. The time of my favor has come. You will arise. You will have mercy upon me, for the time to favor me has come. When you read that scripture further, he said there was nothing left. All was left was dust and stones. He said, but the Lord has pleasure in his stone. He can rebuild what was left over. What man thought, it's over. God can take it over. He said, surely your servant find pleasure in her stones. I feel pity for her dust. He enjoy stones. Dust is nothing. You can't make anything of dust. But he said, this is the appointed time of favor. When story changes, when God turns things around. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, at the acceptable time,
that if in the time of my favor I had you, so when God answers and deals with us, providing the solution, it was in the time of favor. In the day of salvation, I help you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. It's not tomorrow now. It's a now God. But for those who see him, all of them that saw him, Jesus did not say, come back tomorrow. He saw the man that cried, the blind man, he touched him. He said, I just saw balabala, balabala. And he touched him again. He saw his eyes was wide open. Beloved, this is that time of favor. That time of the favor of God. Isaiah 49:8, it said, I will answer you. Prayer gets answered. Solutions are provided. Sick folks are healed. And in the day of salvation, I will help you. Helplessness will be gone. Divine help take place. There is something that troubles me that I wonder and I am concerned. But I have come to understand, because the favor of God gives his answer now. That's why David will cry out, in the time of your favor, in your great love, oh God, answer me with your sure salvation. Why? Because Moses made it clear. He said, if I have found favor in your sight, then show yourself to me. When you show yourself to me, you can give me what it takes to lead these people. They are your people, but they were unanswered. They are your people, but they are stubborn. They are your people, but they are mourners. They are your people, but they are complainers. He said, if you favor me, then show me you. So for you to get the answer, he must show you, show himself to you and to me. Isaiah 49:8, in the time of my favor, I will answer you. In the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you. I make you to be a covenant for the people to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritance. In the day of favor, Mary was greeted with a greeting of favor and conceived the seed of promise. It became an acceptable time. The process of the natural was rendered to null and void. The supernatural event took place because she saw the world. Beloved, I have no power of my own. I have no might of my own. But I believe in the power that is in the name of the Jesus that I have come to seek in Zion. Therefore, I want you to begin to rejoice in God. As you cover yourself, don't fight anybody. No argument is not necessary. Because those who see him, they will become like him. As we behold him, we are transformed from one level of glory unto another. You can only get better from now because you have seen the Lord.
Can you begin to thank the Lord for His mercy, for His word that has come to us, for opening our heavens and for coming down, for taking us up higher in the presence of the Lord, accessing the throne of grace to a place we have never been before. Therefore, we remove the limits of you, my God. Do as you will, as it pleases you. Walk in any way, walk to any man and any woman. Lord, in this commission today, and let your name be glorified. We honor you, our God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Amen. Unto you, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, my Father and my God, who have called me and sent me, the one that walketh in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure, my God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, unto you I return the glory, unto you I return the honor, unto you I return the praise for what you have done in our lives, for us, on our behalf, and through us, even this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you for everything about the Touch Heaven program, a daily appointment in your presence on a daily basis. Everything about this weekend prayer sessions is over to you. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Everything about this summit coming up on the 19th is over to you, Lord. Lord, let Jesus be seen. Let him be known. Let Christ be revealed even among us. And let the deeds and the acts of God showcase the glory and honor of your name. For we have prayed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, that performed to perfection and done in an exceeding great way, over and above what I think or imagine by the power of your spirit, unto you is the word that I speak, and who is the word that expresses itself through my mouth. Unto you that performed the word that you have sent me, and you execute the word that you have given me to deliver as your messenger. Unto you, my Father, I return the glory, I return the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. I cover the prevailers around the world with the blood of Jesus. Lord, I declare that everyone that you have ordained to keep a night of tonight will be present, and none will miss their time. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, our Father, for whatsoever you do, abideth forever. Your word abideth forever. And even whatever the people are going through, as you manifest yourself, they also will pass, and they will be ushered in into destiny. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, I congratulate you. Whatsoever the Lord has done is permanent. Therefore, there is not going to be any miscarriage, any abortion. No evil will be able to steal from you what God has completed and done in your life, in my life, and through each and every one of us this day, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I look forward, by the grace of God, to serve you again at midnight. In Jesus' name, no 6 p.m. session tonight. Bye-bye for now.